And it's very appropriate that we are here on January 1st. It always seems strange when New Year's and Christmas fall on a Sunday. And I'm not sure why it seems strange, but it does. But I want to take this opportunity to have us think about this occasion of a new year. Because if you are here today, you're probably asking God many things about the new year. But we want God to be working in our hearts in this next year. So I will read the sections of the verses here that are listed in the bulletin from Isaiah 43 and 44. And I'll read the English verse followed by the Chinese verse. So beginning in Isaiah 43 verse 1. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. And then verses 10 and 11. Verse 10, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior. And then verse 18, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past.
耶和华你们主说，你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。
And then skipping to Isaiah 40 verse 1.
好，我现在看到以赛亚书40章1节。
But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen.
44章1节。
This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants.
因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
Now we come to New Year's. There are many different ways of approaching the New Year.
我们现在到了这个新年的时候，那么临过新年的时候，总是有各种各样的方式。
For some people, it's their favorite holiday of the year.
有些人来说，他们最喜欢的节日就是新年。
Maybe there are parties or celebrations or activities.
然后他们就办聚会庆祝一下，然后搞这样的活动。
Like last night in Philadelphia, there were not one but two fireworks shows.
在昨天晚上，在费城不仅仅有一个，就有两个卖火的这个行动。
Other people look at New Year's as just any other night.
那么还有一些人觉得，这个新年跟别的日子也没有什么不同。
They just go to bed early and will hit the new year the next morning.
然后他们就很早就去睡了，然后第二天起来，新的一年已经到了。
Last night I actually stayed up for the first time with my two sons who are 16 and 14.
昨天晚上我是第一次和俩儿子，一个11岁，一个16岁的，就守到了12点。
And after they saw the ball drop in New York City on TV, one of them asked me, Is that it? People stay up for this. So he is obviously like me and doesn't really think of New Year's as being that special. But whether we celebrate it or not, it is often a time when people reflect. We are surrounded by news stories about the past year. There are news stories about events from the past year.Yeah, they're like on the television or on the radio. There's news stories. Maybe the famous people who have died. Or it's a time when we can think about what our family did the last year. And it's a time to look forward to how we will do things differently this coming year.Some people actually do these New Year's resolutions. Where they say, this year I'm going to do this. For some people, it's I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to eat better.I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to lose weight. And the list goes on and on and on. But I want to challenge us as we look at the new year to not enter it with our own strength and our own strength.But to rather wait upon Jesus. Because if we were to look at the last year, we would see where areas of our life where we're discouraged or disappointed. As we look to the next year, or even the next week or next month, we can be filled with concern or fear. Whether it's a vague sense of things are just not right, maybe concerns about our family and our relationships, it could be about our jobs or about the health of ourselves or the health of a loved one. We can become very paralyzed and very fearful of the unknown. And that's why this text before us today is so timely. Because Isaiah's audience was filled with fear. Just a quick reminder of where we are at in Isaiah. Just three quick things. One, in Genesis, in the very first book of the Bible, God chose Abraham and said, I will make your offspring, your descendants, your sons and daughters, as many as the stars in the sky. And from you I will bless all the nations. Secondly, we fast forward about 400 years to Moses. The people had grown to be a great people, but they were in bondage in Egypt. And the book of Exodus, we read how God delivered his people from physical bondage. And God led them out with a mighty hand against the Egyptians. Now you would think if that happened, they would never forget about God. But after that, in the third phase, we see that God establishes them as a nation. And through the book of the Kings and the Chronicles, we see that again and again, even the kings and the people do what is right in their own eyes. So that when we come to Isaiah, and specifically Isaiah 43, we see that there needs to be a remedy for their sin. We call this in the Bible, we call this the exile. When many of the people were taken out of Jerusalem and moved to Babylon. Think of how hard that would be. They were no doubt a discouraged people. Perhaps they were questioning God. Would they ever return to their home? They really wanted a new start, a new beginning. Now, I know that we are not in the same physical situation that they were in. But even in 2017, we have our own areas of uncertainty and doubt. We have times when we think that God has abandoned us. Perhaps we are going through intensely difficult times and these circumstances that seem to overwhelm us. Isaiah 43 and 44 offer the hope of God's redemption. That as He deals with us, His people, He does not completely overwhelm us. He does not crush us. But He refines and He purifies us as we follow Him. So let's look again at the first few verses of Isaiah 43. So to a very fearful people who are overwhelmed, this is what Isaiah says. In verse 1, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." When you pass through the waters, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. And in verse 3, God gives one of His favorite names in the book of Isaiah. He says, "I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." So God is a holy God, and what He wants from us, more than anything, is that we also be holy as He is holy. And in these verses, the water and the fire are very, very important symbols. They're symbols of pain or affliction or suffering. But they also have a benefit. Think about it this way. Fire is often used, sometimes used to sterilize. Fire purifies or refines gold or other metals to take off the impurities so that it can be refined and made better. If you've ever seen this done, you see the gold being put into the hot furnace and the impurities that are in the gold are burned away and they come up and the pure gold is left. Now, one of the things, we are very different than gold. Gold has no feelings. So when God makes this promise that you will pass through the fire, He's never saying it will be easy. But in our uncertainty, we will be made better. We will be made pure. See, the gold is not destroyed, but it becomes more precious. Or take the imagery of water. It can be in a flood or in a storm, it can destroy.
If it's in a flood or in a storm, it can destroy.
But throughout Scripture, it also has the image of cleaning, cleansing, washing, and purifying. It gives refreshment and life to the thirsty. That it will clean and cleanse without destroying or sweeping away God's people. And if you recall even what we said earlier with Moses, when God led them out of Egypt, He did it through means of fire and even water. Isaiah is having his audience, his listeners, and us think back to that first Exodus. He wants them to know of a new Exodus, a new deliverance, a new salvation for the people of God. This is how the psalmist writes in Psalm 66. Verses 5 and 6. Come and see what God has done, how awesome His works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. We went through the fire and water, but You brought us to a place of abundance. It's on the second page. It's on the screen. It's okay.
这是第三章的第六节到第六节。Psalm 66.
Yeah, 5 and 6. Echoes of a new Exodus. Right there. Page 2. Okay. Is that it? I might have written the wrong reference. I'm sorry. Is it the one that's on here? So whereas Moses gave them a deliverance that was physical, God was always working on something that was better. In the words of verse 19 from Isaiah 43, God says, I am doing a new thing. So that God is giving not only physical freedom, but giving spiritual freedom through Jesus Christ. So what Isaiah is saying that will be made clear in Christ is that the gospel brings the hope of salvation for needy people like you and like me. So in the midst of our uncertainty, our disappointment with the past year, the fear of the new year. We have hope because God will not let the fires or the waters consume or destroy us. There is hope in 2017. But secondly, this hope is not because of me. The second thing that Isaiah shows us is that God has provided His servant, who is Jesus Christ, who will give us these new things. In verse 10 of Isaiah 43, Isaiah writes, "You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me no God was formed, there will be no one after me." When people make New Year's resolutions, they often base it on their own willpower. Of course, no one here would ever do that. But they will say things like, "This year I will do this." "This year I won't do that." But what does God tell us here? He says it's not about you. He tells us in verse 10 that you are my witnesses and my servant whom I have chosen. It's very easy to pass over. And in fact, the people who are reading this, now no longer in their home country. Who would have little hope would say, "What is this? How does this impact me?" You see, God was working through His servant. Someone who would make things right. Who would be the answer to all their fears and their hopes. The trouble is, the people in Isaiah's day, as with our day, we want God to work as we want Him to work. Sometimes we can get so caught up in what we do and trying to please God that we forget that He has accomplished everything for us already. It's very easy to get caught up in even good things, even religious practices. In fact, Isaiah addresses this in chapter 1 of his book. In chapter 1, verse 11, this is what Isaiah says. "The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams, of fattened animals. I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats." He goes on there to describe certain things, but he's saying to them, I've commanded you to offer sacrifices, but you're doing it, and while you're doing it, your heart is very far from me. To put it in today's terms, they were going through the motions. They were doing good things, but not understanding why they were doing them. And so God, in Isaiah 43, did not tell them what to do. Because if you are a parent, as I am, you know sometimes there are things you tell your kids to do, and they do them, but they don't do them with the greatest of attitudes. What God is saying here is, I want you to do what is right, but I'm going to give you my servant who will enable you to do what is right. In these final chapters of Isaiah, he will mention this suffering servant again and again and again. He is not someone who will suffer for his own sins or his own mistakes, but rather suffer on behalf of others. And the people of Isaiah's day were longing to go back home to their physical land or their physical homes that they left. But this servant would not restore them physically, but spiritually, as they are now going to be restored in relationship with God. This servant will change hearts and change lives. So he did this to make us members of his family. And just as we read today from Isaiah 52, where Jesus was to take the cup of God's wrath so that we did not have to drink the cup of wrath, but we now drink of the cup of life. And I would point you to Isaiah 53. We're not going to read all of it, but this is often a very famous passage that we read at Easter time. It says, I'll read one verse in Isaiah 53, verse 9. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. It goes on to say at the end there, in verse 12, for he bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgression. This is what Isaiah was talking about. That they would not be crushed or burned or swept away. But this would be given to the servant Jesus so that we could live in his death. This should give us hope in this very uncertain world.
当我们在看到这些经文的时候，我们心中应当有盼望，尤其是在这个充满了不确定、充满了变数的一个世界当中。
So as we see that the gospel gives salvation and hope for needy people like you and me.
所以当我们看到福音把救恩的盼望送给像咱们这样困乏的人的时候，
that God has provided this servant to accomplish these new things.
上帝会赐给我们他的仆人来成就这一切。
We can now, as God even does in this passage in Isaiah 43, call us in the present to look backward and forward and see where we are at right now. Because as we enter 2017, do we embrace and know Jesus in the deepest recesses of our hearts? As we look at the past, we can see that there are times when we have failed. And yet, as we read in verse 18 of chapter 43, God tells us to forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. The forgiveness of God through this servant Jesus Christ is for desperate, spiritually needy people and not for those who want to defend themselves. The forgiveness of Jesus Christ is not for those who want to put forth their own accomplishments. It is for those who come humbly and say, Lord Jesus, please help me. You see, the people in Isaiah's time, no matter how much they resolve to do better or try harder, they could not restore themselves. But God provided a servant, His Son Jesus, who enables me and you to abandon our own attempts of purifying ourselves. And making ourselves look good. And trust in Jesus Christ who justifies the many. Which allows us to look to the future. In chapter 44, verse 3, this is what Isaiah writes, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. So this servant Jesus brings us into restored relationship with God our Father. And as Paul will say in Galatians chapter 3, he has poured the Spirit into our hearts so that we now call God our Father, Abba.
那么按照保罗在加拉太第三章里面所描述的，就是现在圣灵到了我们的心中，我们可以说阿爸父。
And if you're a father, one of the best things you can ever hear is your son or your daughter going, Papa, Papa. Because we have been given the Spirit, we now have guidance and direction and comfort even in the midst of the flame and the fire and the water. That no matter what we or our family members will face in the coming year, we have God's presence with us. And God never forgets about the present. So where we're supposed to forget the former things and look to the future blessings. We can't lose sight of the fact that God loves us here and now. In verse 43, verse 4, it says, "You are precious and honored in my sight." Think about that. The God of the universe, who created all things, says to us, "You are precious and honored in my sight." And when we see that, we can see how he can say in the next verse, verse 5, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." So, whether you are making resolutions this year, it is always a time to reflect, and we do this even throughout the year, not just on January 1st. One of the things we should be reflecting on constantly is how our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our triune God, has accomplished our salvation for us. What is required of us is to trust and to obey and to believe that Jesus is the servant who has done this for us. When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we have this tangible reminder that we can touch and feel and taste and hear that Jesus has done this. So in 2017, remember what God has accomplished for us and let us live in that. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, for every day of the year, but especially on January 1st, but throughout the year, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Let's pray together. Our Father, will you strengthen us today and in the coming year? That you would turn us from our self-reliance and let us rely on Jesus. Thank you that you deliver us from the fire and the water and whatever we may face in the coming year. And that you are doing this new great thing of changing our hearts, making us more like you. Give us the desire to seek you and your kingdom first in our lives. In Jesus' strong name we pray. Amen.